Hey, Daily Dish listeners. We've got a special treat for you today. It's a sneak peek of Bravo's newest podcast, Hot Mic. Your host, executive producer, and creator of some of your favorite Bravo shows, Alex Baskin, is going to be joined by your favorite Bravo celebrities to chat about all the drama caught on air and some of the spicy stuff that happened behind the scenes. Our premiere episode features the always fabulous Kyle Richards. Check it out, and then afterwards, I'll give you the deets about how you can subscribe to this great new show. Or if you can't wait, you can learn more on bravotv.com/podcast. Let's listen.
This is the premiere episode of Bravo's Hot Mic. I'm Alex Baskin, executive producer of some of your favorite Bravo shows. On this episode, I'm taking a trip down memory lane with none other than Kyle Richards. Here we go.
Well, thanks for coming here this morning.
Thank you. Is this your home, Alex?
This is not my home, but it's
Why are we not in your home? I was curious.
Well, I didn't sign up to film my life in my home.
Because you wouldn't want people traipsing through your home and cameras, right?
That's right. You're used to it at this point after all of these years.
I actually am. The truth is I like those days.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. You know who gets really excited when the crew comes and sets up for our interviews? My dogs.
I bet. All 20 of them?
All 20 of them, because they love the crew. They've known them for years,
yeah.
You know, their whole lives. And they get excited that they, you know, play with them and hang out with them. And there's usually like four or five at my feet anyway.
Well, the idea behind this was obviously when we started making the show many years ago, back when we were young, behind the scenes of the shows was not something that was discussed. And the idea was the show was supposed to document the interactions of a group of people and the lives of the people involved in that friend group. And over time, obviously, there was an interest in production that built and built. And on the shows, that meant that we started breaking the fourth wall. We started acknowledging the fact that making the show had an impact on the interactions. And outside of the show, there is a ton of misinformation. There are conspiracy theories. There's a whole cottage industry in telling the story of the making of the shows, and oftentimes very incorrectly. So the idea behind this is for us to have a conversation about what really goes on and to give the audience a better insight into what it means to make the shows and the relationships involved and the fun we have and the challenges that we have. And I think that that'll give them an appreciation for production and a deepened understanding actually of the shows themselves. And I thought, who better to start off this conversation with than you? Because our journey has been an extraordinary one.
I mean, it really has.
Why did you sign up for the show in the first place?
You know, I think because I was, you know, a child actor my whole life. So being on camera was like a normal thing for me. And I thought, oh, it's just another job. You know, and I thought, oh, well, my kids are little. I can still be home with them and they just follow me around.
Yeah.
What could go wrong, Alex? What could possibly go wrong?
What did you think you signed up for?
I really don't know. I don't know. I mean, I had seen some episodes of Atlanta, and yeah. I was very entertained by Kim Zolciak smoking a cigarette in a car with her kids.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I mean, I really didn't realize. I was very naive.
When we constructed season one of the show, we, in many cases, avoiding...
So you admit you constructed.
Well, when we... Yeah, exactly. That's right. That's what I was,
when you built it for the ground.
There's no safe language. That's exactly okay. Right. You know, when we stumbled upon a group of people interacting,
yeah.
And it happened to be organically existing, but no, we didn't. I mean, we were looking for all the things that you look for, all of the personal qualities in people, and we wanted it also to be a group that really was naturally stitched together, which it was.
Yeah.
But we deliberately avoided actresses for the most part. And the reason that we did that was we didn't want anybody to think that this was a role. And later on, I mean, you know, so when we talked to Lisa Rinna about season one, and then ultimately we went in a different direction, but then brought her onto the show later, and she, you know, she turned out to be extraordinarily good for the show.
Yeah.
But you were able to put aside acting and you were yourself in this right away. What was your mentality going into it? How did you do that?
Well, in a town full of phonies, I wasn't afraid to be me, Alex. I don't know. I think this, it's
I think it's just instinct to be yourself, you know?
People fight it though. I mean, that's, and it's, you know, what we always say, right? I mean, you know, the fundamental instruction that we give anybody is be yourself. And then the one thing that is slightly different from just being yourself is to think out loud, but we don't try to fill anyone's head with thoughts they wouldn't have. We just try to get them to share so that we can know. But you were able to do that right away.
I was. And something that the show actually has taught me that I'm very grateful for is, you know, and I would never have said this when I was like, you know, auditioning for this, you know, and did my casting tape. I didn't like confrontation my whole life. I was deathly afraid of confrontation. I would avoid confrontation at all costs. So this show forced me to have to be confrontational about, you know, something that was bothering me, something on my mind. And it was really hard at first, really hard. But now I'm like that on and off camera. So, you know, thank you for that, Alex.
You're welcome. And thanks for lying on your application.
Yeah.
That all worked out. Well, what's the biggest misconception that people have about you from watching the show?
You know, the thing that bothers me about reality television is that, you know, a lot of people assume if you're on reality television that you're not a decent human being, you're not intelligent, that you're not honest, that you will do anything for fame and attention, or as people like to say, to be relevant, which is the most annoying comment. I think the people who say that don't even know what it actually means. And that's something that really bothers me. It's like, you know, because I know I'm actually all of those things. You know, I'm actually a you know, upstanding citizen. I'm smart. You know, I'm a kind person, and I don't lie. I'm an honest person. So when I feel like it, you get that sort of like generalized, you know, misconception about you, it's just really frustrating to me. And I'm like, I you know what? I'm so dumb when people thinking that about me. But I do find myself wanting to prove that over and over, you know. So I must have some deep-rooted insecurities because I really, really do try to fight that all the time.
Let's talk about times when doing Beverly Hills was, you thought, too much for you or to come to an end. I want to talk about the times that you've quit, because I always say, you know, I don't know that it's Tuesday unless someone is temporarily quitting.
Right.
So when did that happen with you?
You would think after season one with the limo, but no, I was like, no. I probably said I was going to, but I didn't really mean it, just, you know.
You did say that.
We hope you've enjoyed this preview of Hot Mic. If you'd like to listen to this episode in full and check out our upcoming shows, like our second one with Tamra Judge, only $3.99 a month gets you a fresh episode every 2 weeks. Sign up at bravotv.com and catch the premiere episode of Hot Mic with Alex Baskin and Kyle Richards on November 14th. See you there.